Ladies and gentlemen, and we're sorry for the delay. It's hard to anticipate the length these meetings will go. Would you please read number 16, please?
Item number 16, a verbal status report in response to Resolution 11-743, directing the War Memorial Board of Trustees, along with the boards of the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum, Charles Alice Art Museum, Milwaukee Art Museum, and the Veterans Board of Directors, addressing governance, mission, facility, and financial support recommendations included in audit. New strategies are needed to revitalize the War Memorial Center and fulfill its dual mission to honor veterans and promote the arts, September 2011. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
And I think it would be helpful to review the original, at least the be it resolved clauses of the original resolution. Do you have that available?
I do.
Thank you.
Be it resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors hereby directs that the separate boards identified herein review the War Memorial audit and make recommendations for resolving the concerns addressed in the audit, specifically responding to the following general areas: governance, facilities, including maintenance, and financial support as specifically set out in the audit documents, and be it further resolved that each board specifically respond to each recommendation of the audit that is specific to the governance, mission, facility, and financial support of their respective institution, and further show how boards might attain independence to become self-supporting. Each board shall prepare a responsive report with recommendations by May 2012 and submit said reports to the County Board Finance and Audit and Parks, Energy, and Environment Committees. And be it further resolved that the County Board urges the respective boards to work creatively and interact with the other governing boards to find appropriate solutions to the audit concerns, with the goal of working collaboratively toward the best interests of each board and the financial health of their respective missions, while resolving the concerns expressed in the audit. And be it further resolved that the County Board will defer further action pending the review and recommendations of each governing board, so that the County Board may take final actions in an inclusive manner no earlier than May 2012 with former board resolutions as needed to resolve the issues addressed in the audit.
Thank you very much. All parties to this under the WMC board were notified by email, I believe, and have submitted written reports of their positions based on that resolution. And were notified that we would have a brief verbal presentation summary of the positions that they have taken in the course of today's meeting. So we'll begin with the War Memorial Corporation itself. I think that's appropriate. Mr. George Gaspar, I believe, and Dave Drant. Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. George Gaspar, president of the War Memorial Center Board of Trustees, will do the presentation, the verbal presentation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Drent. Mr. Gaspar.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Parks Committee. It's wonderful to be here. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to the subject matter which is before you. Just a little historic perspective. We're War Memorial Center got its start way back in 1945, actually, when three women's groups in Milwaukee area devised an appropriate strategy for bringing about a memorial center to honor World War II veterans and other military that would represent the United States in different activities. This took place officially in 1957 when the Saarinen Building was completed and became the War Memorial Center. It has proceeded through various levels of growth along the way, but the mission that was devised originally still stands today, and that's to honor the dead by serving the living through the principles of art and peace. It's an interesting coincidence that this week is Armed Forces Week, and there's several military activities that are underway in the community, most of which the activity levels and the generation of those activities have come through the War Memorial Center, and we'll see the parade, the Memorial Day parade held at the end of this month. This is the beginning of a very busy summer for War Memorial activity associated with veterans' activities. You have received from us the under the direction as requested our submission of a report. We'll point out that how we devised this was to the submission covers the governance, mission, facility, and financial support. Each area is outlined in the following manner. We've got the Milwaukee County Department of Audit report first, the historical perspectives, the facts, and then the War Memorial response and recommendation. And I stress that in terms of the Milwaukee County audit report section, it's the original report that was filed to us and provides the start point for the War Memorial Center in terms of its responses. In regard to the governance point of view, the corporation's board has placed a board of trustees has placed operating and fiscal responsibilities. This is the corporation board of trustees now under Milwaukee County, has placed the operating and fiscal responsibilities of each individual facility in the hands of the respective facility boards. Over the many years, this procedure has been well established within the various entities that you're going to hear from. In terms of the War Memorial Center, we have a new board that was established about 10 months ago, and we are emphasizing veterans' participation not only in our domain at the War Memorial Center, but encouraging the veterans' activity with all the entities that come under the corporate board of trustees. We recognize that there are objectives and within the organizations that can differ, but they've grown, they've become independent, and as a result, there's a possibility that the corporate structure as the board of trustees can change in the future. In terms of our governance, the most significant development the War Memorial formed with its board in mid-2011 was to oversee the operations of the facility. Just so you understand, the War Memorial Center came under the Board of Trustees. As far back as 4 years ago, requested that from the county that consideration be given to an independent board to operate within the War Memorial Center. The reasoning behind that was that the War Memorial Center Saarinen building and the Kaler facility of the Art Museum were obviously aging. We knew there was, as we have applied to the county, indicating there were considerable capital improvement requirements. It was felt that because each entity under the board of the corporate board had its own missions, that it wasn't fair to satellite the requirements of the War Memorial in terms of physical asset development with to cause that decision to be made by the other entities necessarily that were associated with the Board of Trustees. Hence, after much consideration and going through the legal aspects, the board was formed. I'm very pleased that this was a major crossover point for the War Memorial Center's history, with the challenge, of course, of major capital improvements in front of us. And this was cited in the Milwaukee County audit report that was completed on the War Memorial Center. This came at a time when we are facing a reduced Milwaukee County tax levy allocation and a great desire to expand veterans-associated activities within the War Memorial Center. Mr. Chairman, we have established an outstanding cadre of Milwaukee community people to serve on the War Memorial Center Board, and I couldn't be more pleased with the talent that has come along. With regard to the facility and space within the study presented to you, comprehensive studies have been individually commissioned by the War Memorial and the Milwaukee Art Museum. The War Memorial collaborated with the Art Museum and recently submitted a comprehensive capital improvements list totaling in the range of $8 to $10 million to the Department of Public Works Architects and Engineers Division. We recommend that the county develop a 3 to 4 year capital plan that addresses all needs, repairs, and most importantly, recommends that the Kaler HVAC system, and more importantly, and the War Memorial glass exterior birdcage stairway be designated as priorities in replacement in the year 2013 due to the environmental and life safety issues which exist. In the overview, the War Memorial Center Board of Directors recommends that the War Memorial staff remain responsible for the oversight of the operation of the War Memorial facility and all mechanical systems. We also agree that the Art Museum should have control of their space, as they have suggested in their presentations, in terms of resetting and expansion of the Kaler facility. We are committed to continue to work more closely with our main tenant, Milwaukee Art Museum, going forward through a joint vision committee, which, of course, has been established, and the staff managements. We also recommend forming a joint building committee comprised of representatives of the War Memorial, the Art Museum, and the Veterans Board in Milwaukee County with the purpose of addressing and prioritizing the implementation of capital needs. With regard to the financial support, the War Memorial Center Board of Directors proposes that it enter a 5-year tax levy agreement with Milwaukee County beginning 2013 at the 2011 level. This commitment by Milwaukee County will stabilize the War Memorial financial situation, giving the new War Memorial Board Center, the Center Board of Directors, sufficient time to establish long-term funding. I'd just like to point out something historical to all of you. The responsibility that has come forward to the management of the War Memorial by the Milwaukee County-owned War Memorial Center has advanced considerably since 1957 and early 1962, when the Art Museum did some expansion in the lower level. That expanded considerably in 1975 with the opening of the Kaler Building contiguous to the east of the War Memorial Center. Milwaukee County financial responsibility expanded greatly at that particular point in time when the Kaler Building was added to the War Memorial. It made budgets more compromising and more challenging. It required the strategy on the part of the War Memorial to generate revenue sourcing complexities that became paramount in order to make our budgets work, as the cost structure associated within the War Memorial and for the Art Museum continued to rise. The gradual reductions in county support have placed more demand on the WMC revenue generating capacity. Milwaukee Art Museum has not been required to cover the added power expense profile that has emerged in recent years, which has risen by 58% since the 2006 alone. This has stalled certain annual maintenance expenditures outside of the lower capital improvements funding that has been an issue between the War Memorial and Milwaukee County. Even so, considerable efforts have been accomplished in the past 18 months. We're very proud of the new north entry parking. It took a long time to transitionalize from south side parking when the property was given up so that the art museum could build the Calatrava to the north side of the War Memorial. The effort to go through the north entryway only happened because Milwaukee County came through and really supported us on that particular project. And we really thank you. It has created a much better environment for entry into the War Memorial Center, a significant uplift. We need that uplift to make sure that we can move forward with our board to accomplish our tasks moving forward. We also were very pleased that we were able to elevate our parking to the interior part of the undercarriage of Lincoln Memorial Bridge. This is very important. I also want to stress that we have been dealing with a facility, the Saarinen Building and the Kaler Building, since its construction in 1975, with a continuing problem of leaks interiorly, mostly in the Kaler Building. This has been an extreme issue. There's been a lot of diligent effort established and accomplished. Even more recently, as early as late here, as December, Milwaukee County Risk Management stepped forward and established a plan, and we activated within a matter of 10 days to 2 weeks on renovating the south stairway leaking problem that existed and was continuing to, up to that point, cause a problem. At this point in time, we feel that there has been some reasonably good success in that particular project. But along the way, I mean, we have dealt with a lot of other moisture problems. We have dealt with these things. There have been some very encouraging things that have happened along the way. And it's not over, but the problem, I want to explain something original. When the Kaler Building was built, it was a project of the Art Museum and Milwaukee County. The War Memorial Center accepted the responsibility after that was completed to take on and operate through powertrain, utility, and so on. From our perspective. So we've been doing this on behalf of Milwaukee County. That facility has, no question, has needed a lot of tender, loving care. One of the problems with the Saarinen Building is that it is a very significant historical design. But there's one flaw in it, and that is the exterior walls are further out at the bottom than they are at the top coming down sides. As a result of that, there is, over a period of years, moisture has gradually crept in through and has caused problems interiorly and has caused a problem for the Art Museum in terms of their offices. We finally have realized what the problem is, but to take care of this, it's a two-step process, one of which we're going to work on this summer. But ultimately, it may require actually taking the stone off, for example, the north side, in and around the new entryway that has been built, and to redo the process of drainage. It's just simply a problem of original design, but the War Memorial management has had to deal with this all these years. Essentially, as we look forward, we have concentrated as we have looked for, as we look forward, and what we have done in the past, the modus operandi of the War Memorial was to make sure that our revenue stream was carefully calculated to help get us beyond the county tax levy that's been established for us. And as the internal cost structures have risen, it has put us to the wall. So when we received a budget reduction for the current year of near $200,000, this basically lassoed us. And so here's what's happened since the request of the audit report by Milwaukee County. We have reviewed it. We are working on it. We have made progress against it already. It's highlighted in the report. We also realize that there are other things that have had to be done here beyond the audit. And that is, one, to run the facility, to make sure that we can stand behind the art museum's requirements, and to make that budget flow correctly. So there's been some criticism as to the kind of tendons that we, organizations that rent within our facility, and that we haven't tended to have as many nonprofits or veteran-related organizations satellited there. It's not that we've turned them away or anything, but I want to make it very clear that, and you all know this because you're dealing with it every day in terms of budgets, we have a budget to meet there. We want to make sure that what we do there goes forward correctly and that we can economically accomplish what has to be accomplished on an annualized basis for the betterment of the War Memorial and for the Art Museum. And we would very much appreciate Milwaukee County staying with us on this budget requirement matter as it has as to what we're facing in the current period. This all boils down to what we are going forward. And I think that it's all right here. This is the Milwaukee Journal. This is not Milwaukee Journal. This is the Wall Street Journal from last weekend. It's under attack. It's a story about a master sergeant.
Mr. Gaspar, I am allowing you a great deal of latitude out of respect for all the good work both of you have done on behalf of veterans, but we're straying a bit from the focus of the resolution itself. If you could perhaps hasten this a bit and just kind of wrap up so we can get the others on.
Yes, this this Sergeant Pruitt was in Afghanistan, and he was, in this specific day, he was with an Afghan official, and he was in his home, and he was coloring with the Afghan official's small son next to him. The next morning, somehow, that Sergeant Pruitt and his crew were tracked, and an improvised device exploded inside of the town near where they were, and it was not a very pleasant thing. The reason I mention this is that we're constantly looking at what America is facing in terms of our current military force and the exposure that it has internationally. It isn't going away, and neither should the War Memorial go away. It's such an important opportunity for Milwaukee because it's so visible Next to the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., it's one of the most visible buildings in all of America. And I just ask you for your consideration to make sure it stays that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gaspar. And again, thank you both for your good work on behalf of veterans for so many years.
Thank you.
We'll next hear from the Charles Ellis Villa Terrace, Executive Director Maria Costello. Ms. Costello, welcome.
Good morning, or actually, good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Supervisors. I think you have most everything you wanted in the packets that were distributed by us earlier, so I'm just going to go over some key points with you. For those of you that might not be aware, we were actually asked by the War Memorial Board of Trustees last year in June to consider becoming our own 501c3, and as of yesterday, our application for that was filed, so we are moving towards becoming our own independent nonprofit. We appreciate what the War Memorial has done for the Charles Allison Villa Terrace over the years. We certainly aren't looking to become less of a partner with either them or the Milwaukee Art Museum or even the Marcus Center, because there are an awful lot of things that we can do in partnership with all of those groups. But some of the things that we are looking at doing, one of the reasons that we are looking at our own 501c3, there are four key points. One is control of our own finances. Currently, right now, our finances are handled through the War Memorial Corporation, so it would give us greater freedom to actually know what we have and where we're headed financially. Second is fundraising, which ties into that. We have had our hands tied by larger donors because of their not understanding the structure of how we fall within the War Memorial Corporation, and that's hindered us somewhat. Long-range planning. I have a fabulous board. I've been the executive director nearly 4 years there, and I would say in the last 3 years we've gotten a very strong, committed board that's looking at long-range planning, and I think that that's something that's very different for this organization. And last but not least, we really need to have our own identity. It's confusing to try to explain to people. First of all, we have sister museums. We've got the Villa Terrace and the Charles Ellis, and it causes a lot of confusion, not only with the public, but even with members as to where we really stand within the War Memorial Corporation. Again, we don't want to see the War Memorial Corporation necessarily disband or not be part of what we do, which is we still follow their tagline of honoring the dead by serving the living. And in the last few years, we've added so many new programs, including this year we're doing 3 veterans programming. So we are trying to reach out to the larger community and do more out there, not only with the vets, but also with at-risk youth and with homeless women and their children. Long range, again, we're looking at financial independence. We created a legacy fund 2 years ago for long-range planning. We're hoping that the county will still deem us fit enough to have some tax levy money in the next few years while we do get our long-range planning in place. In the meantime, we've done an awful lot on our own. We've had some major things that have needed taken care of at both facilities. For instance, last year at the Charles Ellis, at our expense, we raised funds to pour a new larger patio, to enlarge the driveway and create a handicap accessible ramp, which we did not have before. We just finished a $60,000 replacement of the terrace at Villa Terrace so that the county doesn't have to look at doing that somewhere down the road. The terrace was in such bad shape, it really needed to be redone. And we took that on our own to make sure that that was going to happen so that there wouldn't be any injuries. We certainly don't want any liability or the responsibility of having anybody hurt at either one of our facilities. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Costello. Next, we'll hear from the Marcus Center's Paul Matthews, for the uninitiated, formerly one of our members on the county board. Long time ago.
20 years ago this year. 1992, when I departed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Paul Matthews, president of the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. And I did give you a letter from our board chair and I, and I'm not going to go through that word by word. I'd like to perhaps focus my attention on our recommendations for going forward. And just a bit of history. When the Milwaukee County War Memorial was originally conceived and built in the 1950s, the plans then called for building the music hall on the grounds on that complex with the Art Museum and the War Memorial. And it was to be one large memorial complex honoring the service and sacrifice of our veterans. But when the music hall, which is now the Performing Arts Center, was subsequently located where it is on Water Street in downtown Milwaukee, the PAC was still considered an integral part of Milwaukee County's War Memorial. And indeed, there's a plaque embedded in a bronze plaque embedded in our front sidewalk at our Water Street entrance, which says essentially that. So we are an official war memorial. The civic leaders and the War Memorial Board of Trustees guided the planning, the development, and the ultimate construction of the Performing Arts Center in the late 60s. Its development and growth into what it is today as the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts would simply not have been possible without the guiding hand of the War Memorial Board of Trustees. What we are today is a testament to the foresight of those leaders who share great responsibility for our success. The corporate structure of the War Memorial Board, particularly most recently under George Gaspar's leadership, has served a critical purpose in getting the original War Memorial Center built, the growth and expansion of the Milwaukee Art Museum, the construction of the Performing Arts Center, and then the integration of Charles Alice and Villa Terrace Museums into the War Memorial family. But now the Milwaukee Art Museum and the Marcus Center are independently successful and fully capable of engaging in new developments to ensure our long-range viability as cultural institutions. And as you just heard, Charles Alice Villa Terrace, I think, is on the verge of accomplishing the same. While the county audit rightly identifies the need for examining the corporate structure, its reference to the structure as, quote, antiquated, sells the historical accomplishments of the War Memorial Corporation far short. And I think that needs to be noted. In fact, if you review the history, it shows that the corporation has been very instrumental in making several of the member organizations the independent successes that we have become today. But at this point in the corporation's history, the two critical issues that we view that require immediate attention. The first, of course, is addressing the deteriorating condition of the most critical of the county's war memorial facilities, which is the War Memorial Center itself. And then secondly, ensuring that in perpetuity, our veterans are respectfully recognized and honored for their service. While the county, the War Memorial Corporation should be applauded for its historical accomplishments, I've said, we think a major restructuring at this point is necessary if Milwaukee County is to align the organization with what the needs are today to address the issues that exist today. So we have five recommendations, which I'll quickly summarize. First of all, restructuring the corporation's board of trustees. The traditional oversight of the facilities that the board has played is really no longer needed considering what our growth is today. And we stand on our own. And so that broad facility oversight really is no longer necessary. We believe that restructuring the board to focus on one of the areas in need of significant improvement, that is of recognizing and honoring veterans for their services, is warranted. Its primary responsibility should be oversight of veterans programming and services and strengthening that, rather than oversight of War Memorial buildings and their operations. I think we think a restructured board can more effectively do this if it is no longer needs to provide the direct facility oversight to all of these entities. Further review, I think, is going to be needed to determine if this can best be accomplished through a corporate restructuring with a shift in emphasis through its dissolution and the subsequent creation of a new entity or a merger, for example, with the Veterans Board. Secondly, we support the Milwaukee Art Museum's plan to assume operational control of the War Memorial facility. You're going to hear that. You've heard that already. I don't need to go into the detail on that. But as the audit graphically details, the War Memorial Center is faced with some serious capital problems and repairs if it is going to maintain its integrity and its dignity as our county's primary war memorial to veterans. Given the fiscal challenges that Milwaukee County faces, addressing these critical repairs and issues can more readily be accomplished if the county can better leverage its capital dollars to secure greater private investment. Time is of the essence in this facility, and it would take far too long for the War Memorial Board of Trustees or the recently formed War Memorial Center Board to develop the capacity it would need to engage in the major capital campaign required to raise private dollars to match and leverage the county investment. So a new partnership with the Milwaukee Art Museum would be more effectively and more readily able to do this. Thirdly, we believe we should strengthen the role and responsibilities of the Veterans Board. It has a well-defined mission, duties, and responsibilities. And in line with the restructuring of the corporate board, the Veterans Board could see its duties expanded beyond the recognition and contributions of veterans to begin to do a more effective job of advocating for services, which is, when I talked with veterans today, they have a strong interest and need for direct services, and providing input to the Milwaukee Art Museum as it assumes managerial and operational control and expands its programming and its exhibits in recognition of veterans. The Marcus Center would also welcome a stronger collaborative relationship with the Veterans Board to advise us at the center on how we can strengthen our role as a war memorial. Fourth, it's important that we maintain the member organization's commitment to honoring veterans. While the majority of programs and events honoring veterans should rightfully be held at the War Memorial Center itself, all of the entities, including the Marcus Center, that are considered war memorials should be expected to do the same. Milwaukee County should require memorandums of understanding with each of the entities that spell out their respective expectations as county war memorials. And in addition, representatives of each entity should serve on the Veterans Board of Directors to help cement that relationship. And last, we do support Charles Alice Villateras's plans to achieve organizational independence, which you just heard about. I think based on our own experience, this move is warranted and would enable you, the county, to leverage your investment in these facilities to get greater private sector support. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman and members, the Marcus Center is the least directly affected by the issues that were raised in the audit, but we are a war memorial, and we do care about continuing our commitment to veterans, and we care about the future of this organization. I've had the experience and the opportunity of serving under three art museum administrations since 1992, and actually before that. And I can honestly say that this administration under Dan Keegan's leadership and his board is the most committed to issues and services and facilities related to veterans that I've ever seen and ever heard in my tenure. We could spend a lot of time talking about why certain things were done or not done. I know this is a very emotional issue. We've experienced that directly over the years. But I think it's best to focus on the future on this. We certainly, even though we're not directly impacted by the bulk of what's addressed in the audit, we are willing to be a part of designing these new approaches. And so we encourage you to move forward. And we want to assure Milwaukee County and veterans that we will, in terms of whatever changes are determined to be most effective at the Marcus Center, we will continue to maintain a very strong commitment to veterans in Milwaukee County. Mr. Chairman,
thank you very much. We'll now hear from the Milwaukee Art Museum, Dan Keegan.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I have packets of our complete response that we need at this point, and then we might make remarks. Thank you. Good afternoon as well, Mr. Chairman and supervisors. With me is Ray Krieger, president of the board of the Milwaukee Art Museum. Also present today is incoming board president Ken Cry and trustee Steve Einhorn. Thank you very much for the opportunity to come before you to respond to the audit and the subsequent county board resolution requesting our plans to move forward in light of the audit. In particular, Chairman and supervisors, I want to point out that our plan, which you have, addresses the following charges in the audit. Number one, task the Milwaukee County War Memorial Incorporated and Art Museum with collaborating to develop a long-range plan with a specific timetable to transition away from dependence on Milwaukee County financial support for War Memorial Center facility needs. That's on page 60. Item number two, the War Memorial Center governance structure is antiquated and, given the scarcity of public resources, struggles to achieve its dual mission of honoring veterans and promoting the arts. It's from page 55. And frank discussion is needed to ensure that the facility is properly restored and maintained in a manner that is consistent with and will sustain its original dual purpose of honoring veterans and promoting the arts. Number three, direct the Milwaukee County War Memorial Incorporated to work collaboratively with the Art Museum and the County Department of Transportation and Public Works to establish a firm prioritization of War Memorial Center repairs and authorize a specified amount of capital investment beginning in 2013 to restore the facility in good repair, and that's from page 59. We wish to state up front and unequivocally that adherence to the original purpose over 50 years ago of building a war memorial and an art museum to honor the dead by serving the living is a driving value behind the art museum's proposed plan. Our outline for a next-generation solution is both an affirmation of the importance of the museum's relationship to the war memorial and a call to reorganize in order that the war memorial as a monument and the veterans honored by this monument may thrive for the next generation of service. But this is also a plan that allows for the art museum to thrive as well, with new responsibility for management of the Saarinen Building and Kaler Addition in order to eliminate the current risks and liabilities. We recognize the significance of the contribution made by George Gaspar, current president of the War Memorial Board, and the other board leaders over the many years who helped shepherd the constituent organizations as they grew and prospered to what they are today. The Milwaukee Art Museum intends, as you know if you've read the paper this morning, to raise $15 million in funds specifically for improvements to the Saarinen Building and Kaler Addition and a new war memorial element to the top deck known as Fitch Plaza. This investment in buildings that we do not own comes at a time when the serious deferred maintenance issues of the Saarinen and Kaler buildings outlined in the audit must be addressed. A collaborative effort with the county to time its repairs with the museum's plans will result in substantial savings to the county. We estimate minimally in the $2 million range, and it could be even higher. So our reorganization plan includes the following four key elements. Number one, transfer complete responsibility for managing and maintaining the Saarinen Building and Kaler Addition to the Milwaukee Art Museum. The Art Museum currently occupies over 70% of the Saarinen and Kaler buildings. As an accredited museum, the Art Museum has the mandated obligation to maintain the facility and its indoor air environments to American Association of Museum standards. As cited in the audit, under current WMC management and due to lack of county funds, this has not been achieved. The Saarinen Building and Kaler Addition, the art contained within, and the quality of the visitor experience are at risk given the condition of the buildings. The Art Museum as a tenant and the county as owner of the buildings have substantial liability for the art. Yet the Art Museum currently has no control over the condition or environments of the Saarinen Building and Kaler Additions. The Art Museum also proposes a financial partnership with the county to assume the long-term responsibility for the maintenance, repair, and upkeep of the War Memorial and Saarinen Building and the Kaler Addition. However, the Art Museum and the county must negotiate the terms of how the transition of responsibility will take place and sustainability is achieved. Number two, the War Memorial Corporation Board should be reorganized and a new War Memorial Board formed. As you just heard from Mr. Matthews, we also agree, given the stated intent of several constituent organizations, the WMC should reorganize or form a new board of trustees without its current facility management role. This new board could have significant representation by veterans organizations, as well, frankly, as community and corporate leaders with the experience and the capacity to develop and sustain the War Memorial, grow veteran involvement, and greater community support. Number three, space allocation. Strengthening the museum's connection to the War Memorial and its relationship with the veterans is of highest priority. The agreement between the Art Museum and the county will provide for the in perpetuity existence of the War Memorial in the Saarinen Building and provide adequate space for veterans groups in offices and meeting rooms, as well as unencumbered use of public space in the memorial. And number four, the Art Museum will provide in-kind support to the reorganized War Memorial Corporation or a new War Memorial Board. The War Memorial itself, as documented in the audit, is in shameful condition. The Art Museum will work with the WMC board and its staff during the transition and with any successor board to provide assistance with grant writing, programs, and curatorial support for exhibitions and related programs. The museum's expertise in presentation, exhibitions, fundraising, and visitor services is a valuable asset that we will gladly share with the reorganized WMC or a new memorial board and staff. We can and must do more to protect the state's most significant war memorial. So in conclusion, the county audit identifies the need for transition to a new model for sustainability in light of the changes and challenges ahead for the county. The Milwaukee Art Museum believes that even if the county were not facing these challenges, there would still be need for change given the evolution of the current constituent organizations, their growth and success, and frankly, the limited resources of the War Memorial Corporation itself. The need for new strategies that better address the threats to the buildings and memorial and which reduce the significant risks and liabilities for all parties is clearly identified in the audit. Our proposal addresses these issues. We, too, recognize that the proposed changes will require further discussion, financial details, and new agreements with the county to implement an effective and lasting model for sustainability and support of what was originally intended back in the 1950s when it was created at the lakefront to build a war memorial and an art museum with a shared mission of honoring the dead by serving the living. The Board of Trustees of the Art Museum look forward to beginning this process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Keegan. Mr. Krieger, good to have you with us. And finally, Stan Kogut-Kavitz. Did I murder that, Stanley?
Very good.
Oh, good.
Most people saw it wrong.
From the War Memorial Board of Directors.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. Hopefully you all have a packet, and in that packet is the mission statement of the War Memorial Veterans Board of Directors. And mission is to honor the dead by serving the living and continuing to strive to defend and memorialize all veterans who have served our country. And then we have duties and responsibilities that have listed. Before I go any farther, I've only been the chairman of the board now since January. So this is all pretty new to me. It is very interesting as to all the things that the other entities have been saying that I didn't know about. So I've been involved in some things. The Marcus Center is going to do a Flag Day event, and I've got to attend that. But the other things, I didn't have a clue. So if we go to the last page in our response to the committee and the audit, we're proud to serve as members of the Board of Trustees and appreciate working with all other entities to promote veterans programming. The quarterly trustee meetings gives us a tremendous opportunity to share the issues and that veterans face on a daily basis. We're also able to report on important veterans programs throughout Milwaukee County. Our mission, and let's go back to our mission statement, so I won't restate that. We're very proud are very concerned with the issue of deferred maintenance on the War Memorial campus. We've been watching this deteriorate for years. The audit refers to Chapter 45 of the state statute, which makes the board these custodians of that building. And we're kind of disappointed in the way it has not been maintained. We strongly support the efforts of the War Memorial Board of Directors and the Museum Board to work with the Milwaukee County to make necessary repairs so that we have an enhanced memorial all veterans and citizens of Milwaukee can be proud of with appreciation of our freedom. And finally, some financial support. When we wrote this, we were recommending that the 1% sales tax for Miller Park be continued in Milwaukee to support the art museum. And right after we did that, we heard there was a big deficit still in Miller Park. So. But we'd still like to keep that on the table. We've been supporting a place that is only used for a few months out of the year for forever. The War Memorial is used every day. But yet we have trouble finding financial support for it. Any questions?
Thanks for your summary, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
For all the representatives of institutions present, copies of the papers that you have submitted will be distributed either electronically or on paper to all members of the county board and members of this committee with some priority. And it would be the committee's expectation, given the fact this is an informational item, on the original resolution, based on the original resolution, that the various recommendations that you presented to us today that would continue, that you would continue your collaborative efforts to develop a final joint recommendation for the county board to consider for an updated governance structure aimed at accommodating the perceived needs of your various institutions. Our chairwoman, Chairwoman Dmitrievic, has expressed to me her concern that the process proceed on course and ask that you keep her apprised of your progress over the coming weeks. Certainly we thank you all for your participation, and we'll look forward to receiving your recommendations based on the negotiations you're going to go off and enter into now, we hope, in the June cycle, or when the chairwoman determines the appropriate time to be. So there being no other business before the committee? Yes, sir?
Mr. Chairman, Ray Krieger, I'm at the museum. Is it your understanding that if you would like a written recommendation from this group delivered back to this committee, or would it go to the
That's correct. Our hope would be that you would determine internally amongst your various organizations, institutions, the best governance structure. Come back to us if you're able to reach unanimity with that recommendation. It may even be in resolution form for us to consider. That would be our hope. Now, we understand this will be a process of negotiation and that you're likely to find areas of disagreement. In that event, the chairperson, chairwoman of our board, has asked that, by keeping her apprised, she may at some point want to sit down with all of you to attempt to smooth some of those rougher edges that might develop over the course of your negotiations.
And is there a date that you have in mind?
No, that will, she will be in touch with you, but I would ask that you, I don't know who amongst your group wants to act as a spokesperson, if anyone, or what mechanisms you use to kind of coalesce, but if one of you, if you would appoint one of your own to stay in touch with the chairman on this, chairwoman on this, I'm sure she would be appreciative and that'll help expedite this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There being no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.